朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
也许你们都感觉今天有一点有一点单薄。
You feel a little bit thin in the audience today?
因为我们有一半的人都去参加了春令营，都是学生的福音营。
Because half of the congregation are in the spring gospel camp now.
这也说明了我们福音工作做在校园的重要性。
This also tells us the importance of the gospel work.
感谢神让我们能够有一半的人他们是年轻人。
Thank God half of the congregation are young people.
他们都非常的认真的努力的追求信仰。
They are all fervently seeking faith.
Yeah. 我们一同来献上祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，敞开我们的心来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we come to your presence and open our hearts to worship you.
因为你是我们的神，造我们的主。
Because you are our God, you are the Creator.
不管每一天所面临的考验是多么的严峻。
Regardless of the severe test and trials we face each day.
我们来到你的面前，我们就能够被你的喜乐所充满。
We come to you, we are filled with joy from you.
因为你的话是治病的良药。
Because your word is healing.
愿主再一次让我们的心被你的话所充满。
Lord, may our hearts be filled with your word.
我们这样的等待祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We wait and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 最近一个相当热门的题目就是筑墙。
The recent hot topic is making walls.
在美国跟墨西哥的边境到底应不应该筑一道墙。
Should we build a wall between the US and Mexico?
花了钱修那么一道长的墙，有没有作用能够阻止南边的人到北边来吗？
Spending all the money making this long and tall wall between US and Mexico, is it possible to prevent people from migrating from south to north?
但按照我们人的本性，我们都是喜欢筑墙的。
But human nature is to like to build walls.
好像邻居看不顺眼，那我们就筑一道墙隔开算了。
If we don't like our neighbor, we build a wall to separate us from them.
我们基督徒做久了，我们会不会也跟不信的人筑了墙呢？
As Christians, after a while, is it possible that we also will have a wall between us and other non-believers.
那我们跟以前熟识的人长久没有联系之后，是不是我们也会筑墙呢？
And if we do not contact non-believers for a long time, would there be a wall between us?
那最近我们发现我们说中文的在教堂里面跟说英文的之间就差距越来越大。
Recently, we found that people speak Mandarin have some differences with people speaking English.
第一代的移民跟第二代的移民之间就有很高的墙。
There's a tall wall between the first generation immigrants and second generation.
随着中文堂到梅森去直堂，中文堂的发展，那么英文堂相对的就消失了，减少了。
As the congregations start to move towards Mason Church, the English congregation starts to diminish.
那个问题在哪里？这是教会的领导们最近一直在祷告探讨的。
Where's the problem? This is the leadership of the church are praying for now.
上个主日我们讲到在新约的时代教会建立的时候面临了一个非常严峻的问题。
Last Sunday we talked about during the New Testament era, the church was facing a severe problem.
就是犹太人的基督徒他们脱不掉这一个传统的包袱。
That is the Jewish believers, the Jewish Christians could not take off the old tradition.
一方面他们是敬拜神遵守耶稣基督的教训，另一方面他们仍然在守摩西的律法。
On the one hand, they believe in Christ and follow Christ's teaching. On the other hand, they still follow Moses' laws.
所以他们有一个很清楚的界限，就是不遵守摩西律法的就称为外邦人。
So there was a clear division that they call those who do not follow Moses' laws as Gentiles.
这个字外邦人带着一种轻视的口吻。
The word Gentiles actually is being looked down upon.
有的时候我们基督徒会不会也不知不觉像他们一样的来把不信主的人之间筑起了一道墙呢？
We Christians, do we sometimes build such a wall between us and non-believers?
其实我们在不信主以前也是外邦人。
Actually, before we believe in our Lord, we were Gentiles ourselves.
在以弗所书第二章十二节那里说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的住约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12 says, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
局外人那个意思就是与基督无关。
Strangers mean they have no relationship with Christ.
他们不是上帝的子民。
They are not God's people.
所以在上帝的应许之外，
They are outside of God's promises.
对将来也没有盼望。
They have no hope in the future.
因为他们心里面没有神。
Because they have no God in their hearts.
所以我们过去也是这样子，其实我们是很可怜的。
We were like this before. We were actually miserable.
在痛苦当中我们挣扎，在挫折里面没有盼望。
We struggle in difficulty. We had no hope.
是神爱我们，所以把我们从那种光景中救拔出来。
It is God who loved us and saved us, pulled us from this misery.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世界上，就是要救我们脱离这样的光景。
God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to save us and get us out of this misery.
所以在以弗所书第二章十三节这样的说，你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
So therefore in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 says, But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
这里讲到靠着耶稣的血，那有的人就以为基督教的信仰是残忍的，是原始的。
Here it talks about blood of Christ, so people might think that the Christian belief is primitive and cruel.
因为要杀牛羊为祭物，
Because we need to kill cows and sheep for as sacrifice.
不错，旧约圣经确实讲到献祭是要杀牛杀羊。
It is true that in the Old Testament, when it comes to sacrifice, cows and sheep need to be killed.
但你知道，在洪水灭世以前，人是吃素的。
But before the great flood, people were vegetarians.
因为这一个地球原有一个非常美好神造的保护层。
Because there was a very good protective layer around the earth before that.
所以 人活在这个地球上是四季如春，是非常美好的环境。
So the weather was very mild, very nice.
可是因为天上的保护层的云降到地上，成为水，成为海，这个保护层就稀薄了。
This protective layer of water in the air came down as rain, so it became much thinner.
从那个之后，人就容易受到这个宇宙射线的影响，使人的生命就居然的减少。
So from that point on, the cosmos rays came into the earth, so people's lives start to decrease drastically.
因此神就容许人开始吃动物的肉。
So God started to allow people to eat animals.
我们的气候在地球上也变得寒冷，也变得无常。
And the weather starts also became colder and changes more drastically.
因此人需要有动物的脂肪来保护。
So humans need the fat from animals to protect us.
其实这个献祭在早先的时候是献给神，那祭物都是要烧掉的。
At the beginning, actually, the sacrifice was given to God, and all those animals for sacrifice will be burnt.
在亚伯拉罕献他儿子以撒为祭的故事当中
，In the story of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac,
神在最后的关头预备了一只羊羔代替了他的儿子。
At the last minute, God prepared a lamb, a sheep, in place of his son.
神他的意思是要人尊重生命。
God meant people that people need to respect life.
但是人犯罪，那个结局就是死亡。
But the price of sin is death.
人不可能为自己所犯的罪付出生命的代价。
People cannot pay this price of life.
所以神要人献祭，用羊羔来代替人死亡。
So God asked people to use sheep to replace people, to replace death that's deserved by people.
当然我们今天回头看，我们了解亚伯拉罕献祭的那个意思是预表着耶稣基督在十字架上的死。
Today when we look back, we realize that this is actually foreshadowing for death of Christ on cross.
他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed on cross and for our sins.
他流出血来，就表明他的生命代替了我们的生命。
He shed his blood, meaning his life replaced our lives.
所以我们的罪得到天父的赦免，我们才能够来亲近神。
So our sins were forgiven, therefore we can get close to our God.
因此我们的祷告是奉耶稣的名，意思就是说他为我们做了赎罪祭之后，我们才有资格向天父祷告。
So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ because Jesus made his sacrifice for us so we can pray to God.
是人的罪导致人跟神之间有一堵高大的墙。
It is human sins that caused this big wall between us and God.
人想爬这个墙或打碎这个墙都不可能。
It is not possible to climb over this wall or tear down the wall.
所以神要耶稣来拆毁这一道的墙。
Therefore, God sent Jesus Christ to tear down this wall.
在以弗所书第二章四节，他接着讲说：因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一。拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 says, For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh and dividing wall of hostility.
所以不但是人跟神之间有墙，人跟人之间也有墙。
So not only there's a wall between humans and God, there's also a wall between men.
这个隔断的墙是怎么样的一座墙呢
？What kind of wall is this wall？
这个在耶路撒冷 这一个圣殿的建造中就显明出来。
This wall can be clearly seen in the, the temple in Jerusalem.
在耶稣时代的时候，那一个圣殿有一个院子。
During the Jesus time, that temple has, some courts.
这一个院子呢，是隔开的两个部分。
And there's a big court that's being separated into two parts.
那外层的部分被称为外邦人院。
The outside court is called Court of Gentiles.
那么内层的部分被称为以色列人院。
Inside is called Court of Israel.
这个之间就有一道墙有门。
There is a big wall between these two parts and there are gates.
因为他们以为外邦人都是不洁净的，不能够靠近圣所。
Because they believe that Gentiles are not clean, they cannot get close to the holy place.
中间是圣所，所以以色列人院是围着圣所。
In the middle is the holy place, therefore the court of Israel is around this holy place.
那么外邦人院呢，就是远离圣所的那一边。
And the court of Gentiles are far away.
因此外邦人他们要来敬拜神，他们只能留在外院。
So if Gentiles want to come to worship God, they can only stay in the outside.
这一道隔开的墙就象征着以色列人的骄傲。
This separating wall symbolizes the pride of Israelites.
因为他们自认自己是神的选民。
Because they believe that they are chosen by God.
他们有摩西的律法，他们懂得神的律法。
They have the knowledge of Moses' laws.
而且他们遵行摩西的律法，比别人更圣洁。
And they follow Moses' law, so they think they are more holy than other people.
所以当他们开始有一些人信耶稣的时候，他们仍然带着这一种的观念。
So when they start to believe in Jesus Christ, some people still were holding this type of belief.
因此保罗他说，这一道隔开以色列人跟外邦人的这一道墙应当也必须被拆毁。
Therefore, Paul said, this wall must be torn down.
接下去第二章十五节他说，而且耶稣是以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记载在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 15 says, By abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace.
耶稣来是以自己做祭物献给神，这是什么意思呢？
Jesus came and offered himself to God as sacrifice. What does this mean?
是他成了那个代替我们承受罪刑罚的祭物。
He became the sacrifice, to sacrifice to God for us.
因为罪的后果是死，所以耶稣代我们而死。
Because the price of sin is death, so Jesus died for us.
同时他废弃了那个律法上的规条。
Also, he removed the law's restrictions.
这个律法的规条不是指的摩西五经上面的律法。
These restrictions do not mean the laws of Moses.
而是犹太人从摩西五经自己编出来613条死硬的限制。
It's those 613 laws that the Jews derived from Moses' laws.
好比说他们认为礼拜六安息日什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做。
For example, on the Sabbath day, certain things can be done, certain things cannot do.
你离开家，你走，只能走两里路，那你就要停止。
If you walk, you can walk only 2 miles, no more than that.
你在家里面，你不可以做面包，你也不可以炒、煮、蒸，任何的东西都要在早一天就预备好。
On that day, you cannot cook, you cannot make bread, you must do it the day before.
但是耶稣来到地上的时候，他在安息日就医治人的疾病。
But Jesus healed people on a Sabbath day.
所以他要让人看到，这一些从律法中自己编出来的条例， 都应当被废止。
So Jesus wanted people to see that these laws that people made need to be stopped.
因为他要在人的心里面造一个新的人。
Because he wanted to make us all anew inside of us.
这一个新的人就是圣灵在我们里面居住，引导我们过神所喜悦的生活。
This new man are the ones that's because the Holy Spirit dwells within us, leading us as new people.
所以从此之后，信主的人都有圣灵在我们的心里面来把我们带到同一条路上。
Therefore, from that point on, all believers have Holy Spirit dwelling in us, so we can walk in the same way.
再没有这个犹太人的这样子外邦人的观念，我们都是在主里面一样的人。
So there will be no Israel and or Gentiles. We are all the same in Christ.
你看，要拆掉一道墙不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to tear down a wall.
耶稣为拆这一道人跟神、人跟人之间的墙，他付出了代价。
Jesus paid a heavy price in order to tear down this wall between man and between man and God.
什么样的代价呢？就是以自己献上为祭给神。
And the price is offering himself as sacrifice to God.
换句话说，如果要拆毁人与人之间的墙，也是需要把自己先完全的烧掉的。
Therefore, to tear down a wall between man and man, we also need to offer ourselves to be burnt.
你不再有自己的自大、骄傲、苦读、怀疑这一些的优越感。
We need to get rid of pride, bitterness, doubt, and everything.
因为把自己当作祭物献给神，这个是拆墙必要的步骤。
Because offer ourselves as sacrifice to God is a necessary step to tear down a wall.
也就是耶稣基督钉死十字架的意义。
That is the meaning for Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross.
我小的时候在学校的课本里面有一个故事，就是无缝的故事。
Pastor Wu, when he was young, he read a story in a school book, the story aboutA person named Wu Feng.
有多少人读过这个吴凤故事的，请举手我看看好不好。
How many people read this story?
你们其他人可以看看，这些人呢、都是年纪蛮大蛮老的，从台湾来的。
These are all people of certain age and coming from Taiwan.
那吴凤的故事呢，我等会讲。但是呢，后来呢，这个政府认为，台湾政府认为这个故事呢是有损原住民的自尊。
And the Taiwanese government thought that this story hurts the pride of the Aboriginal people.
这个 indigenous people 所以就把这个故事硬生生的从教科书里面给除掉了。
So the government took out this story from textbooks.
这个是阿扁时代以后的事了。好，那这个故事呢是描述原住民，就是所谓的生番啊，他们有杀人的习惯。
This story talks about the indigenous people saying they have a habit of killing people.
根据原住民他们自己的历史的记载，认为这一个故事与史料是大有出入的。
But the people did not think that this story is actually not correct.
所以他们的记载说，吴凤是一个鱼肉乡民的独裁者。
So their side of the story says Wu Feng, this person was a terrible bad officer.
吴凤的故事呢是日本人编的，是为了要表现出统治阶级的宽大。
And saying that this story was made by the Japanese to show that the ruling class was good people.
所以呢，后来呢，政府为了不得罪这个原住民呢，就把故事给除掉了。
So the Taiwanese government took this story out.
其实吴凤这个人是真的有的。
Actually, Wu Feng was a real person.
根据在咸丰五年啊，一个史学家叫做刘家模，他写的一段记录。
During the Qing Dynasty, in the year of around 1700, there was a historian who wrote this, recorded this story about Wu Feng.
说这一位吴凤呢，字元辉，是清朝福建省平和县的人。
Saying this, Wu Feng was a certain person from Fujian province.
在清朝康熙做皇帝的时候，他的一名将军叫做侍郎，平服了台湾。
During that time, that Qing dynasty, there was a general who conquered Taiwan.
所以侍郎就设立了在嘉义那个地区有一位通事，就差不多是县长的职位。
So this general set a governance in that particular place, set a person that's like the head of a county.
啊，这一位通事就是吴凤。
And this officer was Wu Feng.
啊，嘉义那个地区包括了住在山上面的许多的原住民，他们喜欢打斗杀人。
That place included a lot of mountainous areas, including those indigenous people who like to fight.
但基本上呢，他们怕清朝，所以他们也尊重吴凤。
But they are afraid of the Qing dynasty, so they respected Wu Feng.
啊，有一次他们要去杀两个乡镇里面的汉人。
One time they were going to kill the ruling class people in another place.
吴凤去通知那些乡村里的人，他们就跑掉了。
吴凤 went to, he told those people and those people escaped.
所以这些番人就非常的生气，要去杀吴凤。
Therefore, the indigenous people were very, angry. They wanted to kill Wu Feng.
那吴凤就告诉他的家人说，他说我宁可一个人死。
Wu Feng told his family that I am willing to die.
让我能够换这个两乡的这个百姓平安。
For exchange for the lives and peace of two villages.
啊，他叫他的家人呢，用纸呢，服，就是做出来一个他自己的像，穿着红衣，骑着白马。
So he asked his family to make some paper figures like himself with red coat and on a horse.
然后他说如果我死了之后，你们要趁着傍晚天色迷茫的时刻，把这个纸人推到路上去。
And he said, if I die, you need to take this paper figure to a public road.
后来真的那些生番就跑来要杀吴凤。
And those indigenous people really did come and killed him.
那吴凤被杀了以后，他的家人就照着他的吩咐，把这一个纸做的人马就推到路上去，在傍晚的时候。
And after Wu Feng was killed, his family did take this paper figure to public roads at dusk time.
这些番人经过那里时候，看到这一个纸做的吴凤，他们以为是吴凤显灵了。
And those indigenous people, when they saw this figure, they thought Wu Feng came alive.
在那个时候，他们正好在山的村庄里面发生了瘟疫。
And also at that time there was a very bad disease.
所以他们就连在一起，认为是吴凤使他们得了疾病。
So they thought Wu Feng caused all this.
所以他们就不敢再出来杀人。
So they stopped, they were afraid that they stopped coming out.
那渐渐这种杀人的习惯就除掉了。
So gradually such bad habit of killing other people diminished.
吴凤确实是牺牲了他自己的生命，换取了原住民跟汉人之间的和平。
吴凤 did sacrifice his life, and he actually, by that, he achieved peace between the ruling class people and the indigenous people.
而这个故事呢，跟耶稣基督的故事是平行的。
This story is actually in parallel with the story of Jesus Christ.
就是要拆毁墙，自己就要当作祭物献给神。
That is to tear down a wall, we need to offer ourselves as sacrifice.
那十字架的功用是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of the cross?
以弗所书二章十六节这样说，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16 says, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
这个十字架的意思我们讲了多次，我就不再深入的提，只提一下就好。
Pastor had talked about the meaning of cross many, many times.
第一，它就是指的耶稣基督胜过了撒旦。
First, it says the means that Jesus Christ has overcome Satan's power.
因为人人都以为死亡是最大的力量。
Because everybody believes that death is the most powerful thing.
但没有想到耶稣的死却从死里面复活过来，就比死亡有更大的能力。
But Jesus came back alive, resurrected from death. That means he is more powerful than death.
撒旦在耶稣死里复活的能力上也显得无能。
Satan became powerless in the face of Christ's resurrection.
第二，十字架是耶稣担负着人的罪。
Second, the cross is an offering to God for our sins.
同时也是释放我们脱离罪的捆绑。
It also releases us from bondage of sins.
当我们信了主之后，我们就能够开始脱离罪对我们的约束。
So once we believe in our Lord, we start to be released from the bondage of sin.
第四，十字架的意思也是为了满足神的心意。
Number four, the meaning of the cross is also to satisfy God's will.
因为上帝不但是爱，也是公义的。
Because God is not only love, God is also just.
人犯罪一定得受罪的刑罚。
Sin will have to have a price.
这是公义。
This is justice.
可是耶稣代我们受了罪，这是慈爱。
But Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. This is love.
使我们的罪得到赦免，这又是公义。
So our sins can be forgiven. This is just.
因此，十字架上是确实表明了公义与慈爱的并行。
Therefore, on the cross, it shows the parallel of two things, both justice and love.
不但如此，十字架也是拆毁了人与神之间的墙。
Not only that, the cross also tore down the wall between man and God.
同样的，只要我们有一颗愿意奉献自己的心，我们也可以拆毁人与人之间的墙。
Just the same, as long as we have a heart to offer ourselves, we can also tear down any wall between man.
这里我不晓得为什么把这个旧的 PPT 呢，我 upload 应该是新的哈。那个经文不是以弗所书二章十六节，是加拉太书三章二十八节啊。加拉太书三章二十八节这样说：你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。
It's Galatians chapter 3, verses 27-28 says, For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这里说，我们在基督耶稣里都是弟兄姐妹，都是同有一个基督的生命。
So in Christ, we are all brothers and sisters. We all have one life in Christ.
我们不应当彼此再来筑墙。
We should not build walls among us.
我们人就是人，常常我们会筑各样的墙。这里提到七种。
But human nature sometimes drives us still to build walls. There are seven kinds.
第一种就是骄傲的墙。
First is wall of pride.
觉得我比你好，我懂，你不懂。不知不觉我们就筑了一道墙。
Thinking that I'm better than you, I know you don't know, so subconsciously we build a wall.
神要我们看别人比自己强，就是叫我们要拆这一道墙。
God wants us to see others better than ourselves, that is to tear down this wall.
第二道墙是自私的墙，就指着我们常常先顾自己的利益。
The second wall is the wall of selfishness. We often try to take care of ourselves first.
我们这里停车场的停车位不够。
Our parking lot is a bit crowded.
那有些人就想我要赶停到一个离教堂最近的位置。
And many people think, well, I want to park at the spot closest to the building.
这个当然没有什么不对，但是是不好。
It's not wrong, but it's not very good.
好是什么意思呢？就是你要把方便的位置留给那些慕道友，那些晚来的人。
What is good? You leave those spots closer to the building for seekers or for people who come late.
所以我们先来的人都是爱主的人，我们就应该停到远远的地方去。
So the early comers are mostly people who love God. We should park far away.
你们说牧师你呢？你车停哪里？我车停那里很近啊。因为我来得很早，我七点多就来了啊。这也不是理由。那我也有自私的墙啊。我们很容易就筑起一个自私的墙。
And pastor says he comes really early. He parks also close to the building. He thinks.
但神要我们，宁可吃亏吃亏。
God wants us to not take care of our own selfish desires.
把你好的东西分给别人。
And give away the good things to other people.
我应当想到我今天讲这里，我应该听到最远的地方，忘记了。第三道墙是怀疑的墙。
The third wall is the wall of doubt.
不但是怀疑神，更是容易怀疑别人的动机。
Not only we doubt God, we sometimes doubt other people's motivation.
所以我们看到某一个人跟我不好，他跟别人讲话，我们就会怀疑是不是又在说我的坏话了。
Sometimes we think some people is alienating me and talk to other people. Is he gossiping behind me?
你看，一个怀疑的墙又建起来了。
So this is building a wall of doubt.
神要我们学习去相信别人，接纳对方跟自己的不同。
God wants us to accept other people, accept the difference between us.
第四道墙是冷漠的墙。
This fourth wall is the wall of apathy.
就是我们不喜欢某件事或者某个人，我们就跟他冷漠，尽量躲着他。
That is, if we don't like some people, we don't like certain things, we just get away.
很自然，这一道墙就建起来了。
And easily, naturally, this wall is built.
所以我们敞开我们的心，我们可以热心的相待。
God wants us to open our hearts to welcome people warmly.
过去这个礼拜，你跟你配偶之间有没有足冷漠的墙啊？
In this past week,
冷处理。
In this past week, have you built a wall of apathy between you and your spouse?
你跟你同事之间有没有建一个冷漠的墙？
Between you and your colleagues?
神要我们敞开心来。第五，偏心的墙，偏心的墙。
The fifth is wall of partiality.
对于跟自己同性这样的朋友，我们是很乐意做的。
We easily make friends of people who are like us.
对于听话的孩子，我们也是很容易偏心的。
We also easily are partial to kids who obey.
但是跟我们意见不同的人，或者孩子比较反叛的，我们就会跟他筑墙了。
But we often build walls for between us and those people who disagree with us or those kids who are a bit rebellious.
所以你知道在手足之间最大的问题就是父母偏心。
So the biggest problem among siblings is the parents' partiality.
我们看到旧约许多的例子，包括以撒跟雅各都是以扫跟雅各都是因为父母偏心的结果。
We saw many examples like this in the Old Testament, like Jacob and Esau.
所以神要我们公平的与人相待。
So God wants us to deal with people impartially.
第六道墙就是逃避的墙。
The sixth wall is wall of withdrawal.
我们不想面对困难，也不想去与人冲突。
We don't want to face difficulty. We don't want to confront people.
那很自然，一道墙就筑起来。
So therefore, a wall is built.
其实面对困难，面对与人的不和，才是真正解决问题的办法。
Actually, facing difficulty and facing, confronting certain things is the way to solve problems.
很多时候我们有一种虚伪的和平，就是表面上好像我们无事不争，但是内里面却没有真正的饶恕。
Sometimes we have a, just surface type kind of peace. Actually, we have not forgiven other people.
这就是虚伪的墙。
This is a fake,
我们不肯去诚实的面对自己，面对问题。
This is a wall of, hypocrisy. We are not willing to face the truth.
我记得我年轻时候学英语，最先学到的美国的一句谚语是什么呢？
When Pastor learned English, the first idiom that he learned is
Honesty is the best policy. 有多少人以前读过这句话啊？你们读过吗？
诚实是最好的
策略政策啊。哎，都没有啊。那我读的课本怎么跟你们不一样呢？哦，当然很多是从国内来，可能不一样。Honesty is the best policy. 诚实是最好的策略。这句话其实是真的，也是从圣经中演绎出来的。
This is very true, and it came from the Bible.
这七道的墙是要我们努力去拆毁的。
We need to, try hard to tear down these seven walls.
请记住，拆墙一定要照着耶稣的榜样，就是把自己献给神做祭物。
Tearing down walls, we must follow Jesus' role model, that is to offer ourselves as sacrifice to God.
就是把你的那个老人、那个自私、那个观念、那一切，通通都要烧掉。
That is to burn your old self, your old, believe, your old tradition.
我们在传这个道理，因为这是一个和平的福音。
This is what we preach because this is, gospel of peace.
在以弗所书二章十七节说，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那些在近处的人。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 17 says, And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near.
你我都是和平的使者。
You and I are all prince of peace.
不但我们是使人与神和平，
Not only we make peace between man and God,
我们自己也要使人与人和平。
We also need to make peace between man and man.
有的时候我觉得使人与神和平还比使人与人和平容易一点。
Sometimes pastor feels that it's easier to make peace between man and God than making peace between man and man.
但事实上这两者是相连贯的。
But these two are connected.
真正与神和好的人一定会想去与人和睦。
Those who are really in peace with God must want to make peace with man.
因为耶稣的心是和平的心。
Because the heart of Christ is heart of peace.
他是和平之子，那我们信他的人也应当是和平之子。
He is the Prince of Peace, so those who we believe must also be Prince of Peace.
最后二章十八节说，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感。得以进到父的面前。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 says, For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
和睦的关键在乎于我们对圣灵的态度。
The key for peace is how we deal with Holy Spirit.
当然，如果人不认识神，就没有办法体会到圣灵。
If we don't know God, we cannot experience Holy Spirit.
可是我们信主的人，你我都能够体会到圣灵在我们心里面。
But we believers, you and I, we can experience the Holy Spirit in us.
问题就在我们愿不愿意去顺服圣灵。
The question is, are we willing to obey?
因为圣灵是做两件事情。
Because the Holy Spirit does two things.
第一，他是保惠师，意思是他来是叫我们看见自己的不是。
It is a counselor, that is, the spirit, wants, will help us to see our own fault.
我们会与人相争，都是想到自己对对方错。
When we argue with people, we always think that we are right and other people are wrong.
但你我都经验到，当我们向神一开口祷告的时候，我们不会在祷告中责备别人的错，而是责备自己。
But we have all experienced, once we start to pray to God, we will not in our prayer accuse other people. We will in our prayer ask for forgiveness for our own sins.
你不相信，看看，我们当中有这样经验的人，就是你祷告的时候，你会发现到你自己想到的是自己的错，愿意向神认错的。你有没有这样经验？你举手看看，有没有？
Raise hand if you have.
当你祷告的时候，你有没有这种感觉？啊，你有没有这种？你很多人不太举，就举一半。嗯，他的意思就是说我有，但是我不好骄傲，不要举那么高。那意思说，我们被圣灵感动的，都会想到自己的错。
Those among us who are moved by the Holy Spirit will see our own fault.
因为圣灵第一个工作就是让我们看见自己的不是。
Because the first thing that the Holy Spirit does is to help us to see our own faults.
第二件事圣灵做的就是把我们引到神的面前。
The second thing the Holy Spirit does is to bring us to God.
人一犯罪，自然就会离开神。
When we sin, we depart from God.
我们做错了事情，我们欺骗或者是说了撒了谎，我们都会为自己编许多的理由。
When we did wrong things, we lied, we will make excuses for ourselves.
可是我们一向神祷告，圣灵就会感动我们，让我们到神的面前认罪。
But once we start to pray, the Holy Spirit will move us to come to God to confess our sins.
只有在我们真诚的认罪之后，我们才会有平安。那时，我们对神的敬拜才是真的。
When we will only have peace after we confess our sins, then we'll have true worship to God.
所以，当圣灵感动我们要向对方道歉或者是面质的时候，我们要照着做。
When the Holy Spirit moves us to prompt us to confess our sins to other people, we need to follow.
所以我们若肯顺从圣灵，那事情就简单了。
So if we're willing to follow Holy Spirit's leading, things will become a lot simpler.
我们把自己的老我、过去的那些观念、成见都得烧掉，像祭物一样的烧掉。
We need to burn our old selves, just like those who give as sacrifice.
这样一个新的关系才能够建立起来。
Therefore, we can establish a new relationship.
这个才是把墙拆掉。
This is really tearing down wall.
主耶稣基督他拆毁了罪的墙。
Jesus Christ, he tore down the wall of sins.
他在十字架上不是失败了，而是成全了，让人能够在他的里面也一同被成全。
On the cross, he did not fail. He actually conquered and accomplished. Therefore, in Christ, we also can follow him to complete.
所以我们若信他，在他的里面，我们就能够胜过罪。
So if we believe him, in him, we can have the power to overcome sins.
这样我们才能够按着天父的心意而生活。
Then we can live according to the will of our Heavenly Father.
这七个我们要检讨的就是我们所建的墙。
The seven walls that we need to tear down.
骄傲的墙要用谦卑来拆毁。
The wall of pride we need to tear down with humility.
自私的墙要与给予来拆毁。
The wall of selfishness we need to tear down with giving.
怀疑的墙要用信任来拆毁。
We need to tear down the wall of doubt by trusting.
冷漠的墙要与主动参与来拆毁。
Tearing down the wall of apathy by participating.
偏心的墙要用公平来拆毁。
Tearing down wall of partiality by justice.
逃避的墙要用面对来拆毁。
Tearing down wall of withdrawal by facing.
虚假的墙要用诚实来拆毁。
Tearing down wall of hypocrisy by honesty.
请记住，拆墙只有一个办法，就是把自己当作祭物献给神。
Please remember there's only one way to tear down these walls, that is to offer ourselves as sacrifice.
我们先低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
父啊，请赦免我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us.
赦免我常常筑了与人之间的墙。
Forgive us often building walls between us and other people.
是因为我犯罪，筑起了我与你之间的墙。
Because of our sins.
求天父再一次用圣灵来更新我们。
We ask Heavenly Father to renew us by the Holy Spirit.
让我们看看在我们的亲人、家人之中，跟朋友之间，甚至跟我们教会的弟兄姐妹之间，有没有筑成了这些的墙。
Let us examine if there are walls between myself and my spouse, my family, and my colleague or my fellow brothers and sisters.
帮助我们，让我们能够从今天起就要献自己为活祭，来拆毁这些的墙。
Help us from today, we offer ourselves as living sacrifice to God to tear down these walls.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。